It's 9 minutes past nine. You're listening to Wednesdays on the Record with Fiona. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be having a chat about new research from ECU looking into how AI software can help us quickly and accurately detect if someone's at risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Very excited to talk about this one. It's coming up in just a moment, so make sure you keep it locked.
West Australian rock and roll royalty, the Volcanics are swinging past the Milk Bar. Launching their new single Saturday Night, live on July 21, with special guests Scalp Hunter, Ryan and Luke Ducks, and The Surf Mist. Grab your tickets now via Oztix. To see what other gigs are on Inglewood's home of local live music, head to milkbarperth.com.au. Sponsors of RTRFM.
Edith Cowan University's researchers have discovered artificial intelligence could be the key to quickly and accurately detecting someone's risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Common bone density scans can be used to reveal someone's abdominal aortic calcification levels. However, the scan images need to be read by an expert reader, which can take 5 to 15 minutes per image. ECU's AI software can analyse roughly 60,000 images per day. This boost in efficiency will help people avoid developing health problems later in life. To tell us more about the technology, we're joined by Associate Professor of Cardiometabolic Health in ECU's Nutrition and Health Innovation Research Institute, Joshua Lewis. Thank you so much for joining me on the program this morning.
Good morning, Fiona. Thanks for inviting me to talk.
So what was the initial reason behind this research?
Well, so in around about 10 years ago, when I was looking at a lateral spine image from a bone density machine, I saw my first view of abdominal aortic calcification. And we know that if you have calcium in your blood vessels, then this is really a marker of your risk of going on to develop heart attacks and strokes later in life. And so that was sort of the aha moment that, you know, we can be telling people about this and, you know, preventing them going on to having heart attacks and stroke.
So tell us about the technology. It's absolutely amazing to me. It can analyse roughly 60,000 images per day. How does it do this?
So for this project, what we did was we actually had a big image bank of images that have been assessed by experts of around 5,000 images. And what we essentially did was we trained the computer to learn how the experts had assessed this abdominal aortic calcification. And then we went on and we actually had another bank of images where we didn't have human readings. And we showed that if the computer said that they had more calcium in their blood vessel wall, then in the next 4 to 5 years, they were 2 to 3 times more likely to go on to have a heart attack or stroke. And, this has really been the biggest hurdle for this technology using bone density machines is the time that it takes a human to read. And now we can get a computer to read the same amount of images that it would take a human decades to read.
So how long did it take to train the technology to be able to look for those specific things using the images that had already been viewed by an expert reader?
So this was a work funded by the National Health and Medical Research Council, and we've been working on it for about 2 years now and trying a whole range of different approaches on how we train the computer to get the best results. We're continuing the work to get even better results as well.
So obviously, being able to get an AI software to sift through 60,000 images really boosts the efficiency and frees up heaps of time from a human perspective. What other benefits does this have, this program?
Well, I think what we have shown as well is because this is one of the major blood vessels in the body and it supplies all of the blood straight from the heart to the lower limbs and the abdominal organs, we've also shown that it's related to your future risk of falls and fractures, and also because it changes the way your blood flows through your body if your arteries are hard. We've also shown that if you have this calcium in your aorta, you're 2 to 3 times more likely to have a later life dementia event as well. So it's a really nice marker of your overall health. And what we're hoping to do in the future is that when you go and get screened for your fracture risk using these bone density machines, we can also assess for your cardiovascular risk and also your late life dementia risk, and really give people an opportunity to make those healthy changes and look after their blood vessel health.
And to think that you'd be able to do this all with sort of pressing a button and giving that snapshot and doing multiple things at once and getting quite a few different results at once.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really going to open up this technology and allow us to look in much larger studies to work out exactly why this calcium starts to build up in your blood vessels, and also look at new treatments for that as well.
This is RTRFM 92.1. You're listening to On the Record. We are currently with Associate Professor of Cardiometabolic Health, Joshua Lewis, having a chat about using AI to reveal someone's abdominal aortic calcification levels. So I read that only 3% of people deemed to have high AAC levels were incorrectly diagnosed by the software. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
So what we looked at was whether the software put the individuals into the same group as the human experts. And so we have these established groups of low aortic calcification, moderate and high. And so 97% of the time, if the computer said you're in the high group, then you were in the moderate or the high group with the expert as well. And so only 3% of the time did the computer make an error to say that you're in the wrong group. And so, yeah, that's a really nice way of showing that the computer can accurately put you in the correct group. And we're now, our accuracies are getting much higher with our newer versions of the algorithm as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, with all the training that you do and the filtering of different images to this AI technology, it will slowly be able to get probably 99 to 100% accurate.
Yeah, so that's certainly where we're aiming to get for that most severe or the highest level of disease is, we're already starting to reach the 98, 99% accuracy for those groupings. And, we're very confident with, if you're put into the high-risk group, that you probably do have that higher aortic calcification.
So how much longer will it most likely take for the software to be completely accurate with reading these images?
So currently the software is about as accurate as if you were to have two human experts reading from the images. And so we generally never say that you can have 100% accuracy or agreement. Currently it's at the level of if you would have two humans reading, the computer's at the similar level. We're hoping to get the accuracy above 95% for the three grouping, the low, moderate and high in the future.
That's probably the best place for it to be on par with if you had two experts reading the same image, because it's almost like that first opinion and second opinion.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly is. And, we're very excited with this program. And, now we're starting to apply it to bigger data sets and to look at how we can actually use this information. And so telling people about the health of their blood vessels to see if we can prompt that behaviour change, improving diet, increasing physical activity and those sort of things.
So why is using this AI software more beneficial than a highly trained expert reading the scans?
It comes down to cost and efficiency. And so if you have to have a human expert, there are very large numbers of these scans. So, for example, around 600,000 older Australians undergo bone density testing. And so human readers reading very large numbers of scans like that are obviously quite time-consuming and expensive. But if we can get a computer to essentially screen for this abdominal aortic calcification, then those people can get those results very quickly and very cheaply.
What will it mean once the technology is ready to be used? I can imagine it may shift quite a large portion of industries in the health sector.
Well, yeah, we're certainly hoping that in the future, this is a really nice first pathway of identifying people who are at a much higher risk of then going on to develop cardiovascular disease or other diseases. And so, that can then fit into our prevention strategies and also considering management, things like that.
We've been talking this morning all about this really exciting and interesting research about using AI software to analyse roughly 60,000 images a day to quickly and accurately detect if someone's at risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Before we let you go, what is the full capability of this AI software?
In our future algorithms, what we're trying to do is to train the computer to actually show us where the calcium is on the images so that then that can be provided back to a person so that you can actually visualise the calcium in your blood vessel wall and also to that person's healthcare professionals so that they can see exactly how much calcium is in the blood vessel wall and where. And so we know that this visual prompt of seeing actual disease on your own images is a really good motivator to look after your blood vessel health.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning and walking us through this research and the technology as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Associate Professor Joshua Lewis from Edith Cowan University telling us about how artificial intelligence software will be a new efficient way of detecting someone's health risks at a much earlier stage.